All right, welcome to episode 6 of the Zordcast. I'm Bailey.
I'm Tommy.
Tommy had to remember their name.
I really did.
What is my name again?
I was scared.
Tommy, not Oliver.
Yes.
Anyways, sorry for the awkward pause. I had to think about what I was going to say next. Welcome to episode 6. Today, the episode we watched was Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, episode 6, obviously, Food Fight. It originally aired September 4th, 1993, and the summary is, Bulk and his gang seek to ruin the food festival, while Rita sends a gluttonous pig to eat everything on Earth.
I hate that.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
So, Tommy's sister Lynn actually watched the episode with Tommy, so we have her notes. So Tommy will be reading both theirs and Lynn's notes.
Yes.
So what was, I'll answer the question first.
All right.
Because I actually remember this episode. I remembered it pretty well, surprisingly. That was my thoughts before watching it, was I remembered basically what happened, minus the food festival.
Mm-hmm. My first thought was, I hope the villain isn't a food-themed monster.
You're kind of right.
Yeah, I mean, kind of.
Food as in... not a food item himself, but still food related.
Yeah, I didn't want him to be like a spaghetti monster or something.
Flying spaghetti monster Cthulhu. Yeah,
I didn't want it. I'm just now reading her notes once again. She said, "Oh no, not again."
Oh Lord.
She did not.
I wonder what that means. This.
She did not want to watch these shows.
Oh. Oh, you forced her?
Yeah, I was like, because, like, our agreement was I had to pay attention to 4 Alien movies, and I do not like the Alien franchise, so I'm forcing her to watch Power Rangers.
That's not a bad change, like, turnaround.
Mm-hmm. Plus, Isabella Merced was in the newest one, so it was a win-win.
You got something out of it, yeah.
So.
There you go. What were your thoughts after watching the episode?
I thought, would have loved to see the cultural food festival, like, fully through.
Me too.
I thought that would have been nice.
That was one of my things I would have changed.
Fair.
That what about Lynn?
My main thing. She said, a WTF.
And we will not translate that.
No, we will not.
If you know, then you know. It actually means, where's the food? It means, where's the food?
Where's the food?
I remember people saying it means welcome to Facebook.
Yeah.
That's like 2008.
Yeah. I did that to my mom when I was younger.
I said overall, really good episode. It felt like a Power Ranger episode.
Yeah, it felt good.
My favorite moment was Pudgy Pig when he squished his face. Like, it was just really funny because the suit would just, like, demorph into something else. I thought that was kind of funny. But also the cultural food fair in general, I like that idea. Because that's something you don't see in schools, and I kind of wish they'd do it. My school would not have anything, but some schools would have something, and I think that's important.
Exactly. No, exactly. My favorite moment was Jason using the sausages as nunchucks and
both that down.
Hypnotized. I thought that was hilarious.
It was. I mean, if I saw someone brandishing my favorite food and, like, shaking it in front of me, and I'm starving, I'm going to get hypnotized, too.
Note to self, bring lobster and start shaking it in front of
me. I don't like lobster.
What do you like? Is it crab?
It was crab legs, yeah.
Ah, crab legs. Okay.
The joke is I would tear up some crab legs. I would pudgy pig on these crab legs.
Mm-hmm.
What was Lynn's favorite?
She said that she liked to see them she liked that she got to see them morph twice.
Yeah, it was actually one of the first episodes they actually morphed twice.
Oh, sick.
So she actually pointed out a note. Pretty cool.
Nice.
My favorite character was Skull, Pudgy Pig, and of course, Trini.
Of course.
I try not to pick her, but there's some episodes where I'm like, I just gotta pick my girl.
Respectable. Respectable.
Yeah.
I did not have a favorite character.
My favorite character was one of the villains. So, like, he was just, he reminds me of my dog. He just loves to eat.
Yeah. I just didn't have one. Lynn's favorite character was, once again, Zach.
That's valid.
She really wants that man's number.
She wants his number.
So bad.
When you go to the Ranger convention, she's like, hey, slide it toward him.
Like, please?
Not saying you could be my brother-in-law, but you could be.
It could be if you wanted to.
Least favorite moment?
The principal wringing out his toupee.
That was one of my notes. I thought it was funny.
I thought it was disgusting.
But it was disgusting. He put it back on his head.
Yeah.
And then people probably didn't know and they drank from the punch. Maybe. Exactly. Maybe. Because we didn't see anyone drink. But you never know.
It was just gross. I hated it. Lynn's was the sombrero. It's a bridge too far for today's cultural landscape.
Was that character actually Hispanic? Or did he look Hispanic? He was
just a white person.
Yeah. Then at that point, it's like. But there's also, like, a later episode where Tommy's there, where they dress up for Halloween, and Trini is a Native American. So it's kind of like, and, like, I was also a kid who dressed up as a Native American for Thanksgiving, because I didn't know.
Yeah.
It was still the early 2000s, and, like, we never taught about appropriation versus appreciation.
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of what this episode is towing the line of. Like, they're definitely appreciating some cultures.
Yeah.
But I think they're wanting to include so many, they're going to the line of appropriation.
Yeah.
Which is like, thank you for trying, but you don't have to try.
You don't have to do this. You can stop.
They had Asian, they had African American, they had an American, which I loved was just cheeseburgers. That was so funny.
Mm-hmm.
And they had Hawaiian. And then they probably had some other ones. We didn't see them.
I saw Italy.
Italian. Okay. So they had some other ones. But it's like, you don't have to be on the nose.
Mm-hmm.
We can assume that you have Mexican food there for the Hispanic people.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to show it.
Yeah.
Where were we at? Least favorite moment? Yeah, we got that.
Yeah.
Thoughts on the villain?
Pudgy Pig has made his appearance. Dear God, I forgot how much I didn't like him.
I love Pudgy Pig.
Don't like him.
I think his little action figure looks really good because, so, I don't know if you noticed it, but his little hands that he has outside, they're also like his they're kind of like his tusks. They have little hands so he can hold the forks and stuff. Mm-hmm. His action figure has little hands in his hands so they can hold the action figure forks.
Oh, that's cute.
This was actually one of Abel's favorite characters, too. But he didn't want to do this episode.
That's fair.
He was playing at home, so. What did Lynn think?
We're doing the villain question, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
She said, ew, what is that? What is
that? Brother, ew.
Brother, what's that, brother?
He's an ugly looking villain, but he does give a good like idea of what Power Ranger villains look like.
Mm-hmm. Like he is the pinnacle of what.
Yeah. Thoughts on the story.
Lynn said it was weird.
Yeah, I said there wasn't really a story in this episode. It didn't feel like it. Like there was definitely like they had the cultural food fair. It got messed up. They had to fight the bad guy who messed it up or who kind of involved himself. And then they had to clean it up. But there wasn't like an overarching theme that I kind of looked for. But there was still a story. I just didn't really think too much of it.
There was no lesson.
Yeah. And I kind of like when the episodes have lessons because that's really good for a kid.
Yeah. I wrote, I like the thought of a cultural food festival. Would have loved to see it through. That's literally it.
Yeah. I also love the idea of what the festival was for.
Yeah, it was raising money for
a playground. Yeah. That's just a really sweet thing.
Yeah, it's cute.
What would you change?
Pudgy Pig would not have existed. I don't like him.
He'd be bacon.
I don't like him.
What if at the end of the episode, they have Pudgy Pig killed, and at the very end, you see the American food stand has, like, tons of bacon?
I would have loved that so much. That should have been a thing.
That'd be like the adult's Power Ranger.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, fresh bacon, get it over here. America loves bacon.
It would have been 2017.
God, it would be. And the Africa credits.
Yeah.
That would be funny.
Jason would implore this to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just didn't like Pudgy Pig. And Lynn said, more Rita. She can do no wrong.
Lynn's a Rita stan.
She fully is. She is here for Rita and Rita alone.
Yeah, pretty much. She what would you like- rate it?
I rated it a 3 out of 5.
Have you given anything a 5 out of 5?
Only the first episode.
I gave this one a 5 out of 5.
You're too generous.
I just think this is a really good episode. I think it's like same wavelength as the first episode.
I guess.
What did Lynn rate it?
1 out of 5.
Dang! Oh my gosh.
Yeah. We did not like these episodes.
That's okay. So what about the favorite outfit or costume?
Okay. Favorite outfit? For me, of course, is going to be Zach's.
He did have a nice fit.
It was nice.
I like the colors on his outfit.
Yeah, it was nice. It was nice. It was nice. For Lynn, there was a black man who had locks.
The punk?
Yes.
I wish we saw more of him. He was attractive.
He was so hot. Loved him.
His punk name doesn't have a name. He was just listed as punk, black punk.
That's me. But
change your contact name.
Please? You're going to sound so racist. Don't do that.
I will not.
But black punk? but no, she loved his outfit. And to quote her directly, he had that ish on. She wrote out ish.
Yeah, of course she did.
Yeah.
I said I liked all outfits. They all had some really good outfits.
Trini's
Kimberly, Kimberly kind of was given like the, I don't want to say hillbilly, but like the,
hillbilly?
The farmer's daughter.
Yeah.
And then Jason was given Jason. Trini mm-hmm. was giving, I'm amazing, I'm beautiful. Billy was giving Billy, but like, it was a different type of Billy. It was like a different, it kind of looked like those kid outfits that kids would play in the dirt with.
I actually have a note about Billy's outfit.
What was it?
He's dressed as Chucky.
Yeah.
Like, he's fully dressed as Chucky, and I hope he's having
like a trucker?
No, Chucky isn't the Chucky doll.
Oh, Chucky. I heard it with a T-R. Yeah, he is.
Chucky.
You have a favorite quote?
My favorite quote was Zach going, man, that pig is sausage. Just thought that was funny.
Yeah. What about Lynn?
Her quote was in the intro, she never knows that they said that they need teenagers with attitude.
Mm-hmm.
And she is calling them TWA now in honor of NWA.
Oh my lord.
Because that's literally like, you can't tell me that's not a direct like connection. You can't tell me it's not.
Yeah, it is probably.
Mm-hmm.
I liked Kimberly saying, Skull, put it down. And Skull goes, okay, sure, no problem. And he dumps it on the on Bulk by accident.
Yeah, he was aiming for Kimberly.
Yeah. I got some notes, though, some fun notes. Some fun facts. This was an error. So, or like a strange little coincidence.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Kaplan declares the food festival over, orders a cleanup, and everyone departs. But then the festival is still going when Pudgy Pig shows up.
Oh, true.
Mm-hmm. And this was this episode was deemed as the Blue Rangers episode for the original VHS line, which is like these covers for the VHS slips. Mm-hmm. They had some art. So like the first episode was the Red Ranger themed. The second episode, High Five, was Yellow Ranger themed. The third one didn't have one, but then this one would be Blue Ranger themed because they just kept the theme going. Mm-hmm. And that was, it's crazy because that is, Billy did not have a prominent role in this episode.
Not at all.
So they kind of just give it, and it, like, it makes sense, I guess, if you got to give someone a role. But like, it should have been a more Billy focused episode where you give him that slip.
Mm-hmm.
This is the first episode to not feature any Zords or Goldar.
Oh, true.
Mm-hmm. And this is one of David Yost's favorite episodes.
I wonder why.
Because he got the VHS slip.
Yeah, they're fair, yeah.
The female punk named Sharky, the one with the, like, the wild blonde hair,
mm-hmm.
was going to be a recurring character of the punks, but was cut out, making this her final appearance.
Oh, wait, her name was Sharky?
Yeah.
I love her.
And I kind of wish she did stay in, because I know as a minor character, you probably don't get lines to talk. But mm-hmm. I think it'd be really cool. They have a deaf character. What if you had a mute punk?
That'd be sick.
And Sharky was a mute punk because, like, Bulk turns and asks her a question. She just, like, shakes her head violently and, like, nods, like, and, like, grins. It's like, yes, do it. And without saying it. That mm-hmm. would be so cool, like a mute punk.
Power Rangers, I have a complaint.
More representation.
More representation. Bring back Sharky.
And the black punk.
Yes, please.
Give him a name. Give him a name so we can't, so we can change him from calling him black punk, because that feels weird.
The TWA punk.
Oh my lord. Do you have any notes?
Yes, I do. I have a couple. Cultural food festival. It's the 90s. This can go south very quickly.
It kind of didn't, though.
It didn't.
Minus the sombrero, but it stayed relatively considerate.
Yeah, it did. I was shocked.
Yeah.
For the 90s, I was like, this is going to go
haywire
very quickly.
It could be the Halloween episode very quickly.
Yeah, exactly. Lynn wrote, give Rita whatever she wants. She's adorable.
Of course, this is about Rita.
Of course, everything. Just assume everything's about Rita at this point.
My first note was Ernie saying, "Give me a hand with these," and he's holding cream pies. Mm-hmm. And then Vulcan, but he has two girls dressed in Hawaiian outfits. Right, run towards the girls mm-hmm. and they're like, "Hey, how you doing?" And Ernie's like, "No, with the pies." I thought that was kind of funny.
It was. That was funny.
Mm-hmm.
My note, I think Lynn actually has a similar note to this, is, Zach's chicken did not look seasoned. It did not look seasoned. It was
pale,
white. It looked like it was boiled chicken.
Mm.
And Lynn said, at least the chicken was not fried that Zach was serving. So Alicia was not fried chicken.
Alicia wasn't a stereotype.
Yeah, so like we got through that.
Woo! I like that Mr. Kaplan, I didn't like it, but I thought it was kind of funny, that he's a stingy, typical principal.
Mm-hmm.
Because they kept saying, that'll cost you $20, which yes, $20 is a lot, mm-hmm. but you're a principal. You're raising money to help a school. You should be focused on the school. That's just stingy principal stuff. Like, that's principals nowadays.
Yeah. But knowing teacher salaries, I think he has a right.
Can't blame him. Can't blame him.
He has a little bit of a right there.
He does.
I only have one more note. Because I already said the Billy is dressed as Chucky.
Yeah.
Lynn has a couple more. I said, why isn't the principal doing stuff to stop the food fight?
He's too worried about his hair.
Yeah, but like, Pookie, your students are killing themselves. Can we stop for a second?
And I feel like he saw who started it, but he still gave Jason the, like, mop, being like, you know what? You started this.
Mm-hmm.
No, you know it's probably your two troublemakers who are covered in food right now.
Mm-hmm.
I love the punks.
Yes, they were the highlight of this episode. Do we ever see, once again, TWA Punk?
I don't think so.
Oh, man. He was legitimately, like, the highlight of the episode for me.
He really was for me, too. I'm like, you know what? I'm gay, but he's an attractive man.
He's an attractive man.
And he pulled off that shirt really well. Like, it looked really good on him.
Yeah, and, like, I liked that, like, the sides of his head were shaved. Like, he looked like a modern. Like, if I saw him walking down the street, I wouldn't blink twice.
Yeah, that's valid.
Mm-hmm.
I said Kaplan pulling his hair out of the punch was kind of funny.
That was so gross.
And then I paused after that to go see Becky G.
More important things.
Yeah, I paused watching it because I had to go see Becky G in concert. I had to go see the Yellow Ranger. And did I cry? Yes, but it's okay.
Singing in the shower. It was worth it.
It was. I love Pudgy Pig. You know, be really cute, a plush of him.
No, I feel like I'd beat him up.
I just see that you like punching a pillow, both arms going back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like if you do it right, he'd be cute.
Maybe, but like I just don't like him. There's something deeply unsettling about him. Like there's something evil.
What was Lynn's other notes?
She said the pig head Roman soldier is weird. Which
The Roman helmet didn't really make any sense.
No, it did not. But like I guess he needed protection. She said the cream pie throwing is very I Love Lucy slapstick comedy.
It kind of was, and I love a reference to I Love Lucy.
Mm-hmm. She also said, just now realized that they all wear their ranger colors in their street clothes.
So in theory, it would have possibly taken her 6 episodes.
It would have taken her 6 episodes before going, wait a minute!
If you wore, if you're a ranger and you wore your street clothes that identified your color, what color would you be?
Like, actively, I'd be the Black Ranger.
I would, too. I wear a lot of black.
Yeah, but if I could, you know, spice up my color scheme, ironically, I would love to be the Green Ranger. Or yellow. I'd probably be yellow. I have a lot of yellow.
Yeah. I have a lot of, I want to say, like, gray, so maybe, like, a Silver Ranger.
Ooh, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
I have, I wear, like, yellow beanies, yellow sneakers all the time, so.
So you have, like, accent colors. Yeah. But you still very well could be the Black, because he accents with yellow sometimes.
True. Maybe he's just in love with Trini. Aren't we all?
Yeah, I mean, I am, apparently, obviously.
Clearly.
I have tattoos dedicated to her, so yeah.
I'm trying to have tattoos dedicated to her, too. Becky G!
Becky G, please!
Becky G! Please.
I wrote a note to Becky G saying, can you please write Together We Are More on a slip of paper and then send a photo of it on your Instagram so I can get it tattooed? And that's what we're referencing.
Waiting.
One day. I feel like it's going to be the end of the concert when she looks at him. I don't know.
There's going to be a lot to go through.
I gotta wait. Oh, okay, back to the notes.
Mm-hmm.
Sasha's nunchucks.
Those were so fun.
They went hard.
It's the fact that he didn't get to use them. It was just like a tool to hypnotize Bulk, basically. Yeah. Lynn said that she had the orange pants Zach had on.
I'm not surprised.
No, you shouldn't be.
I could see Lynn wearing them.
She probably rocked them, too. I would love to have a picture to see.
Somewhere.
Over the rainbow. I think that's all of her notes. Yeah, that's all of her notes.
Okay, I got a few more.
Mm-hmm.
Good, well-aimed pie throws.
They were knocking them out.
They had some accuracy.
Yeah.
Like Pudgy maybe, Pig, go ahead.
Like, maybe stop bullying and get into, like, you know, sports or something, dude.
Javelin throwing or something. Discus. Oh. What is the big heavy shot put?
Shot put, yeah.
I can see Bolt killing shot put.
I would. Can we make that an episode?
Power Rangers buzz the Olympics.
Yes.
Zach would be breakdancing.
Yes. And he would.
And he would put that Australian one to shame.
Ray Gunn, I believe was her name.
Yeah.
At least both Australia and America can say that they have a gun problem now.
Oh my gosh.
I'm sorry.
Let's go back to the notes. I loved how Pudgy Pig just rolled in the food.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
Yeah. He did roll in the food a lot, which is why I thought he was disgusting.
Did you catch Zordon saying that Pudgy Pig would eat all the food on Earth within 48 hours?
Yes.
I'm like, that is, are you serious? Like, he's an Angel Grove right now. He's already making, like, he's fast, but he's not 48 hours all over the globe fast.
I mean, if we let him, I would love to see it happen. If we just let him go without trying to fight him, I think he could do it.
Pudgy Pig mukbang. I want to draw that.
Strap a GoPro on him. See what happens.
And you just hear.
Exactly.
He literally eats everything. He ate their weapons.
Oh, true. Which brings the question of, does he also eat buildings?
I don't know. I feel like if he wanted to, because I feel like he purposely ate the weapons, but mm-hmm. he mostly goes for food.
Yeah. So you don't think he has, like, a hunger for brick?
I think everyone has a hunger for brick every once in a while.
Exactly. You just want to buy a brick real hard.
What do Angel Grove civilians think about all these monsters?
Personally, I would think it was the Power Rangers' fault.
Yeah.
Because they didn't show up until the Power Rangers got there.
True. Well, they showed up at the same time, and then just like, well, which one is you the bad guy? Which one is you the alien?
Yeah.
And I love how everyone knows that Kaplan's hair is a toupee.
It fully is. It's like very
like, everyone's aware.
Like, obvious.
And the biggest thing, the biggest repeated sentence in the episode was, it'll cost you $20.
Drinking game?
But you pay someone $20?
Nah, take a shot every time they say it. There take a go. $20 shot every time they say it.
Buy you a $20 drink and take a shot every time they say it, that'll cost you $20.
Mm-hmm.
That's not actually kind of makes sense.
Yeah, I support this.
That was my last note.
All right.
Yep, I think we'll end it there.
Okay.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to the Zordcast, a Power Ranger podcast. We greatly appreciate your time listening to us. If you had a good time, you can follow us on Facebook at the Zordcast Podcast or on Instagram, the Zordcast, where we update you on episode updates, photo updates, or any updates in general. We just update you. And if you didn't have a good time, that's all right. Leave us a review on what we can improve on and what we can do better. But we greatly appreciate for you from sticking around to the very end. And if you did, always remember.
May the power protect you.